The first reading today is we hear about this man who was possessed by hundreds of demons. That's what the word legion means, 100. But obviously there were more than that because there were 2,000 swine that were there, and all 2,000 of them headed down and went into the sea. And so obviously there were a couple of thousand demons in this man, which is why he had the strength he had, which is why he was nobody was able to subdue him in any way. And what is really amazing and really tragic when you read about all this, knowing that that's the background of it, when the people come and they see what happened, this man is now fully clothed and in his right mind, they beg Jesus to leave. They'd rather have the demons than to have Jesus. They would rather have the pigs than to have the Lord. If we really just put that into a context, think, what's wrong with these people? Same thing that's wrong with Americans right now. Why is it that we want all this evil? And if anybody tries to point out to people that this is evil, oh my goodness, they'll just attack. They want the evil. They don't want Jesus. They're walking away from Jesus left and right. He's inconvenient to them because they want the evil. So nothing has changed over the 2,000 years. It's the same problem, and it's the same battle. And so we ask ourselves, what's the best way of trying to deal with all this? And it's actually what we see in the first reading. The answer is humility. That's the one thing Satan has no power over, humility. David was kind of an arrogant guy. And yet at this point, when this man comes out and is cursing at David and throwing rocks and dirt and so on, David said, let him alone. The Lord's told him to do this. He just accepted with humility the difficulty that was facing him at that point. We see again how the soldiers want to handle this. Well, you insulted the king. I'm going to chop your head off. David told him, no, just let him be. And so for us to be able to address the things that are going on in the world, in our nature, or in our nation, even sometimes within our own family, we need humility. Obviously, we need charity as well as that to deal with the people, but we have to approach the situation with humility. If you're going to come against Satan with pride, he's just going to laugh because that's his game. That's what he is best at. So he's going to think that that's pretty funny, that you think you're going to out-pride him? It isn't going to work. You think you're going to outsmart him? He's the highest angel that God created, the most intelligent being ever created. We're not going to outsmart him. Even if all of us together tried to outsmart him, it wouldn't work. So we don't have strength greater than him. We don't have intelligence greater than him. But what we do have is Jesus, who is infinitely greater than him. And if we are willing to stand behind Jesus, as well as behind our Blessed Lady, St. Joseph, St. Michael, Satan has no power. But stay behind them. Because what we do is we want to be like the little kid who hides behind his mom, which is where he needs to be, and then wants to stick his head out the side and put his tongue out. It's like, don't be stupid. Stay behind your mom. Let her deal with this. She's going to crush his vile head. You don't need to do anything unless Our Lady tells you to do something. Just stay behind her. And you don't need to watch what's going on. Yeah, in our humanness, we might say, oh, this is going to be fun to watch what Our Lady's doing. We don't need to watch. Let her take care of it. Just stay behind her. Because if you stick your head out from behind her, you're going to get smacked. That's just what the devil's watching for. So we just need to be humble. It's just that simple. Well, being humble isn't so simple, but objectively, it's just that simple. Subjectively, it's difficult. So we have to make a decision to, first of all, quit playing with the demons. We live in a society where we want to say that they really don't exist, they really aren't a problem, whatever. Just look around and see. It's pretty obvious. They're all over. They're running things at this point. They are in control of this country. And they're having a field day. And unfortunately, people who want to play with him are also having a field day. Because just like these Gerasenes, the people of America today are coming to Jesus and saying, please leave our territory. We don't want you here. We would rather have the demons than to have you. We would rather have this man naked and swearing and cursing and gashing himself and terrorizing all the people than to have him healed and to have you. Think about that. But isn't that exactly what we're doing in this country? We'd rather kill our babies. We'd rather have prostitution. We'd rather have pornography. We'd rather have movies that are filthy and horrible. We'd rather have disgusting music. We'd rather have all the selfishness. We'd rather have all the narcissism. We'd rather have whatever it is that I want. Because if we're going to do it the Lord's way, it's about loving God and neighbor. It's about the other. It's not about me. Satan's all about me. And that's exactly where he's got us over the barrel. Because we want it to be all about me. And we need to tell the loser to get lost. But we have to choose to do it God's way. It's not enough to tell him to get out. We have to make a change. Just like this man, once he was freed from Satan, he went around and told people about Jesus. His own people didn't want anything to do with him. But the people in the Decapolis, the 10 cities that were up on the hill, yeah, when they heard about it, they were amazed. The Gerasenes, they didn't want anything to do with it. They had made their choice, and it wasn't for God. But the people in the 10 cities, they were pagan cities. They were willing to listen to what this man said. So again, it comes down now to the question of us. Are we willing to listen to what God says? Were we letting Satan in? Were we justifying things? It's not that bad. It's not as bad as whatever it is. We've got all the rationalizations in the world for why it's okay to do things that are opening the door, rolling out the red carpet that says, demons welcome here. But it's not as bad as those. Thanks be to God, it's not as bad as some others. That doesn't mean it's not bad. So let's exit Satan. Let's look at him and say to Satan what these people said to Jesus. Get out. Leave. We don't want you here. But then we need to open the door to the Lord. Open our hearts to the Lord. And not only just objectively saying, yeah, we want the Lord here. We need to be like this man who was healed. We need to bring Jesus into the world. We need to tell the people. We need to live our lives differently. If we're going to reject Satan, it means we have to live our lives for Christ.